Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're talking today to Amber Westall Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Tell me a little bit, the services, of course, the library facilities themselves are still closed down, right?
Yes, they are closed down, and definitely a challenge for our librarians whose commitment is to service to people. So when we're not able to assist people, it's definitely a heartfelt thing because we feel like we can't do everything we're used to doing, but it's really opened up a dialogue with patrons about the resources we have in our digital library. So we're sharing a lot of that information via Facebook and through our Instagram and then also just through emailing and doing some video conferencing as well. So yeah, the digital resources we have are really incredible, actually. We have our digital library, which is the Libby app through OverDrive. So we have many books available, audiobooks and ebooks. Unfortunately, because that is a resource that we share across North Carolina, so many of those books are being accessed now, and the wait time can be a little lengthy. So that's one of the things we're working on as far as the state library goes, to see how many books we can add to that system, because right now it's quite overloaded. As far as Amy Regional Library, we've really wanted to have audio and ebooks available to kids because we have the North Carolina Digital Kids Library, and that's accessible through our website. But we have also been given access to Tumble Books, which is a new resource we have. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Tumble Books. Tumble Books is excellent. We actually have 4 different links we'll be sharing with the public. We've shared a couple of them through Facebook, but we're adding them to our website now. What Tumble Books are they're books that you read on your computer or your device, but there's no downloads. There's no checkouts. There's no downloads. None of that. So all of the books they have in those links are available to anyone at any given time, meaning you could have children that are checking out Tom Sawyer, and you could have 100 kids reading the same book within Tumble Books. We're very excited about it. It's generally a resource that we would have had to pay for, the subscription you usually have to pay for, and Tumble Books was excellent in giving it to us. So we have it through August, a great resource. So that's available, and like I said, we're busy trying to get that on our website.
And, of course, I'm sure there's other services, but that's probably the main thing that you guys can do with the digital side of things is the various different ways for either audiobooks or ebooks. But folks can always find out more. I guess maybe check the Facebook feed is a good place to look, and or the website.
Yes, definitely. The website is great. All of our libraries have Facebook pages, as well as Amy Regional Library has a Facebook page. Our children's librarian, too, has a Facebook page. It's called Amy Storytime, and she is uploading many of the resources she has where authors are reading books, and then we also have, I noticed yesterday there was one where an author was doing puppets, and he had a live video feed, so that was really fun to see. So kids can log in with their parents and still have books read to them and see these authors interact. I'm using a digital platform, which is really great. Also, just because children are not our only patrons, we also have many resources for adults as well within the NC Live platform through our digital resources. We also have videos on demand, and the amount of videos, documentaries, completely free. You do not need a subscription. You can watch them there. It's a really great resource, and that's called Videos on Demand within NC Live. Currently, we're in talks with ProQuest, which is within NC Live, to extend Ancestry. Currently, we have Ancestry Access, which is that large genealogy platform that many of our adult patrons love to access, and now's the perfect time to do some family genealogy while you're at home.
Yeah.
We've reached out to Ancestry, and we really hope to be able to offer that to our patrons who have a library card so that they can have full Ancestry access via our digital resources. So as soon as that is up, we'll be sharing that information as well. So Ancestry's been really great at extending that to at-home patron use. We used to only offer it within the library, so I'm really hoping to get that up and running today or tomorrow. So,
well, that's really cool. So there's always something going on at the libraries, even if the actual buildings have to be closed down. Facebook, and also, of course, the website, which is
amyregionallibrary.org.
Okay. Our guest today, Amber Westall-Briggs of the Amy Regional Library System. Thanks, Amber. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.